HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India's inoculation drive has nearly doubled its previous single-day record for doses delivered. More than 23.1 million shots of the COVID-19 vaccine have been administered on Friday. It came in a major push to the drive by several states to mark Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday. The previous record for single-day dose administration was set on August 31. India administered 12.87 million doses on that day. The over 23 million shots was a historic figure. It that has so far been exceeded only by numbers from China. The GST Council considered bringing petrol, diesel, natural gas and aviation turbine fuel within the ambit of GST, but it decided against it on revenue considerations. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the council took up the matter as per the directive of the Kerala High Court. She said the court will be informed of its decision. The council, however, reduced tax rates on key COVID-19 related medicines. It also extended duty exemption on other COVID-related drugs and anticoagulants. The reductions and the extensions of the past reduction will last till December 31. The Supreme Court Collegium has cleared the appointment of regular chief justices in 8 high courts across the country. This is a move aimed at making the administration of constitutional courts more efficient. At present, 8 out of 25 high courts were working without regular chief justices. The collegium, headed by Chief Justice of India N.V. Ramana, also set in motion a major shake-up. It has recommended the transfer of 5 chief justices. It has also reshuffled 28 other judges of the high courts. The man the US and its allies hoped would be a moderate voice in Afghanistan's Taliban government has been sidelined. This came after a dramatic shootout in the presidential palace in Kabul. Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar was physically attacked by a leader of the Haqqani network in early September. He was attacked during talks at the palace over forming the cabinet. Baradar had pushed for an inclusive cabinet that included non-Taliban leaders. Several factors played a role in Virat Kohli announcing that he will step down from the T20 captaincy. People aware of the matter said a way of functioning seen as defiant by the BCCI and disagreements over selection were among the factors. Players also expressed their dissatisfaction with Kohli's way of doing things. The World Test Championship defeat, Ashwin's omission from the fourth test against England and the cancellation of the final test were also among them. Some players also felt that Kohli was aloof and arbitrary in selecting his final 11.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.